laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Good evening once again, family, and welcome again to Radio Tigerberg. It's again Mahesh Peterson speaking, and thank you for joining for those that are listening. This evening I'll be sharing with you the word of the Lord, and it will be from Matthew 14 verse 22. It says as follows: immediately directed the disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray when it was evening. He was there alone. But the boat, ready a long distance from land, tossed and battered by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. I just want to stop there at this point in time, family. I want to give you at least an understanding as to where we find ourselves, and we get to understand that here Jesus went to pray and he found himself after prayer. He had to go out and find them on the sea itself, or find his disciples on the sea. And just to give you understanding, that this has to be, understand, this is the fourth watch. This has to be between 3 and 6. So we get to see that the waves were battered, or the waves were wild. We get to understand that there was darkness. And so we'll read as follows again. And it says from 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." And then Peter replied to him, saying, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus extended his hand and caught him, and saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. I would like to just stop there, and I want to give you an understanding. This evening God is telling us that through your moments of uncertainty, when you look at darkness, when you look at the winds, we understand that there is uncertainty, that there is difficulty, that we understand that there is a challenge that is before you. And in this moment, regardless if this is homeless, or even for those that are jobless, for those that are struggling financially, struggling with the understanding of where they don't know who they are or what they're struggling with, essentially, I want to tell you that God is stretching out his hand. He stretched his hand out to Peter, he stretched his hand out to you this evening. He's telling you, "Come out and walk on the water with me, but do not be like Peter and look away from Jesus. Focus on him. Focus on your only helper, your salvation this evening, and understand that through Jesus you will be saved. And even when in that moment, if you ever do take your eyes off Jesus, still reach out, call unto him. Even in the word it says, call unto me in the day of trouble and I will help you. And in this moment, this evening, I would like to call and ask of you, please reach out unto Jesus. Do not look at your look only into your circumstances. Do not only look as to the difficulties. May even it be within your families, within your workspaces. Don't look at the circumstance itself. Don't look at the situation that you're finding yourself in. But focus on your help. Focus on Jesus. Focus on the understanding that when you are both in the boat again, the wind has ceased. So your troubles will come to an end. Your troubles will stop as long as you keep trusting in him. And with that, family, I would like to all ask us to bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, my Father, we come to you, Lord, to thank you, Lord, for this wonderful evening, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for the reminding, dear Lord, or reminding us this evening that you are with us, dear Lord. You are also giving us opportunities to continuously focus on you, dear Lord. You're giving us understanding that you are with us, dear Lord. And I pray, dear Lord, that those that are struggling with either sicknesses, dear Lord, with health, dear Lord, may they be struggling financially, dear Lord. May they be struggling, dear Lord, within their workspaces, dear Lord. We know, dear Lord, even within workspaces, dear Lord, that people are bound, dear Lord, that people are struggling, dear Lord, they don't know as to which way to move, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that every yoke and every chain upon their lives, dear Lord, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that they shall be able to know, dear Lord, that you are with them, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that they shall get to understand, dear Lord, that even in their weakness, dear Lord, that you are their strength, dear Lord. And I pray, dear Lord, that your hand, dear Lord, and that your stretched out hand, dear Lord, shall never be too short for them, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, even in their darkest moments, dear Lord, that they shall call upon you, dear Lord. And I pray, dear Lord, that they shall understand that you are with them, dear Lord. Be with them all, dear Lord. Protect them all. Protect us all, dear Lord, as we need you day in and day out, dear Lord. This is not the moment, dear Lord, as to where we know that we can live without thee, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit shall move with us, dear Lord. Be with us, dear Lord. Love us continuously, dear Lord. And I pray that, and I ask this in your wonderful name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.